This is Jahan, and tonight I will be interviewing Jahi for the COVID-19 Archive Project Part 2.
Hi, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So before starting the interview, I just wanted to say the time and the date. It is 7:09 p.m. and it is the 3rd of December. And I also wanted to ask for your consent before we started recording.
Oh, yeah, I do give my consent to the interview.
Perfect. So let's get started. My first question to you would be, do you think we were prepared for the current pandemic?
To be honest, I think it really depends on like which countries, but like socially and considering like how the people are acting, I don't think we were prepared. The healthcare system, the remote working, and like the general public, we were just not prepared for this kind of pandemic in our life. And we just didn't know and didn't expect anything in this measure of seriousness. So, and politically also, we were not prepared. So it's unfortunately, we are kind of panicking. Everyone is panicking and it's not. And we're not in a great like time, I don't think.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. My second question to you is, has learning from past pandemics allowed you to broaden your knowledge about the current pandemic?
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot through this class and learning from the past that how the development and the advancement of responses, like we advance like throughout and through different pandemics. And also I learned that how they are really, those like responses and those experience really affect how we are doing in the current pandemic. And it's really interesting, but like how I also learned that there are like existing discriminations that are so reflective like with the responses and with how we are dealing and handling the pandemic. So that was really, that really broadened my perspective and learning about it.
Yeah, definitely. My third question to you is, has your perception about the virus changed now from what it was a few months ago, based on what we've learned in this class regarding pandemics and its effects on society right now?
Definitely, yes. It changed quite a bit, actually. So in the beginning, I think I mentioned in the previous interview that I thought that this COVID-19 and coronavirus is going to be just like a little more contagious flu virus.
Right.
But now learning and having all these lessons and topics we talked about, and just like seeing all the news like past, I don't know how long, like 9 or 8 months. Now I am like really realizing that this is a disease that, although it's not as deadly as other diseases, but it is still as dangerous to us. And it'll be something that'll totally change our life and society. And I think it'll be the event of our generation. And also like outside of like just like the health issues, it's like the time, I think the coronavirus is really triggering us to change like socially and culturally, since like different issues are being brought up. Just the perception of virus and the health issues really changed, since it's affecting our basis and standard of life and just our everyday life and everything.
For sure. I also think that it's just so refreshing to get all this information from like different sources that are provided to us, instead of like the media and everything we're exposed to that we're not really sure what is true and what's not. So it's really nice to have like a refined list of material to go through and read, knowing that we're actually reading the truth and we're reading different perspectives. So yeah, I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, for sure.
So my last and final question for you is, what do you think has been a learning moment for humanity from the past pandemics?
So I think from the past, we really learned that international cooperation and communication is the key and is like one of the critical thing that we really have to focus on. Because like since the past, like we have learned and seen that there were no communication and which led to more widespread and harsh impacts. So I think we really have to focus on that. And I think the health is really something that we are so connected now. And since the past, so just being ignorant of something happening on the other side of the world doesn't help us at all. Just like ignoring of it and thinking it's not going to affect us doesn't work anymore. And I think we really learn quicker the action, the better for our life and the betterment of us.
For sure. I remember when back in February, everybody was talking about being something that was just so far away and it would never get to us, or even if it would get to us, it wouldn't be as drastic. And look at us now. So, yeah, definitely. I agree with that aspect that you brought up. So, those were all of my questions. Thank you so much for answering all of my questions. It was very interesting to hear your perspective and know that you have gotten a lot out of this class and the material that we've gone through, just because I guess we can't ever stop learning. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.